For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. While President Trump is warning of serious and punishing action if a probe links Saudi Arabia to the alleged murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudis categorically deny any involvement and is also issuing their own threats. With no public evidence yet, Turkey is still saying the Saudis were the ones who murdered the U.S.-based dissident commentator. Senator Marco Rubio on Face the Nation warns of possible U.S. foreign policy consequences in the future.
If we do not take action, including potentially arms sales, as a result of this, if in fact it turns out to be what they said it is, then we are not going to be able to, with a straight face and any credibility, confront Putin or confront Assad or confront Maduro in Venezuela or frankly confront the Chinese and their human rights violations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Iran says the U.S. is spiteful. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Hassan Rouhani quoted in a state-run news report on Sunday saying the United States is using psychological and economic warfare to try to create regime change in Iran. Rouhani saying that in the past 40 years, there hasn't been a more spiteful team confronting Iran than the current one in the United States, adding, "The worst have gathered now in the White House." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's going to be a major restructuring for one of the nation's largest car makers. Reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Even as Ford is earning billions, its stock prices languish. There are also concerns about rising costs. President of Operations Joe Hendrick says the restructuring is looking at every part of the business, and there will be job cuts.
Most of those will occur in our international operations where we're losing money today.
But Ford can't rule out job losses in the U.S.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Good news for President Trump. It appears his approval rating has gone up. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds President Trump's approval ratings are up to 41%, the second highest of his term. The poll saying his ratings are boosted by strong numbers on the economy. Despite that, the poll found 54% still disapprove of the president. Registered voters also prefer Democrats before the midterm elections. Democratic candidates for the House leading Republicans 53% to 42%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A nonprofit auto safety group has demanded Hyundai and Kia recall 2.9 million cars and SUVs, citing hundreds of consumer complaints saying the vehicles can catch on fire. The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.